Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. P4P Real Talk. Midwest Muscle in the house. Oh, I just love how that sounds. In the house. And this program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation in all of the world. And if you, yes, you drug-free athletes, are looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals like a better eye.
Like a Mack truck through ice cream.
Creamy ice cream. Chocolate. Snickerdoodle sprinkles.
Yes. Love those snickerdoodle sprinkles. Maybe a slab of bacon slapped on it. That sounds really good right now. Hey, that's right. Well, anywho, check us out at p4pmuscle.com. And now let's chit-chat with a banter. Hello, Desiree. How's your day?
Hello.
Hello. Hello. You know, that just made me think of, do you guys remember the 80s movie with David Bowie, The Labyrinth? I mean, who else watched that movie? Used to love that movie, or at least I did. You remember the little worm, the little English worm with the tuft of hair and a scarf at the beginning, and he said,
hello.
Hello. And he tried to... He could have told her how to just get straight to the castle, but then we wouldn't have had a movie.
That's right. He was a worm.
And so he was a worm, but he wanted her to come have some tea with the missus, but she said no because she had to get her baby back.
Well, Chili's baby back rib.
Who remembers
Chili's baby back
rib? And then that makes me think of Austin Powers. And then, while we're talking about, Austin Powers wasn't an 80s movie, but my mind is still on the 80s. Does anybody else remember
The
Dark Crystal?
Well, it was set in the 80s and the 60s.
Yeah. That's right. But The Dark Crystal was another 80s cult classic, I feel like. And Netflix has now started its own original series based on that movie. And I've only seen, like, part of one episode, but they've stayed pretty true to the characters. The storyline's already a little wonky, but, you know, I'll give it a chance. I haven't had time to really sit down and watch it, but it's just one of those movies that I love from back then. So, you know, Big Trouble in Little China.
The Dark
Crystal, I don't know if
that
was
Tom
80s.
Cruise,
was that more 90s?
Tom
Cruise? No. In what
Which one was he in? No, he was in Willow.
In
Willow, yeah. Sorry.
I was going to say, he wasn't in either one of those. But, so just a lot of good movies from in my younger days. You know, you guys remember some of them, too. You folks that have moved along the lines of Kaylin and I's age. You younger folks might not, but, you know, some of you masters, competitors out there. We'll put it that way. You probably remember. And that's all I have to say about that.
That's all I got to say about that.
That's all I got to say about that. So, if you were listening on Tuesday, we had Fred Elias on, and he had just competed at the Windy City Natural. And...
Yep.
We are following up today with more details on the Windy City. And it sounds like, we've got the winners here, and we're going to chat about that, but it sounds like there was a lot going on at that show, Kaylin. I'm not even sure where we want to start with this, but you had your kids. There were some technical difficulties, I understand. So I don't even know how we want to start. How do we want to start tonight?
Well, let's start with the kids part, because I know I got... Oh, okay, guys, look. We spoke about this, that, you know, it just making a difference in kids' lives. And I know What's the best way to say it? Well, we'll start at the negative and come up to the positive, where people were trying to make it look like there was something that I was doing to promote myself. This was the last thing in mind, was to do this as a way to promote Mr. Patterson. The goal was basically to get the children out of the environment that they were in, gangbanging. I mean, I'm just amazed that people can reference Chicago about every bad thing that happens, and then when there's a good thing that happens, it seems that people want to take the credit for it. I am not taking credit for anything. I was just a piece in a puzzle. Cindy Blumenthal, if we were going to give credit to anyone, it would be to her. She's the one that asked Mike Newman to make sure that I could be available for the children's time and exercise schedules and gym routines. And she basically, when I didn't have my car, would drive me up there to make sure that we could do whatever was planned or presented for the children that day. There were a lot of things where all I had to do was basically show up, do my exercises, and then be taken home to do the rest of the work that I had at the gym for that night. So I'm not taking credit for anything. To my knowledge, I don't think I've done so. If I did, I apologize for making it seem that way. I was just making sure that the children could get out of their environment and into a better environment, which would be around really positive, energetic individuals, people who are used to sharing and supporting each other, which would be the natural bodybuilding community. This is something we do time and time again at different shows. And that's pretty much the gist of it. It's to my knowledge that unless I said something that might have been misconstrued, where it would seem that way, because this has always been about the children. This whole year has been dedicated to them getting out and about and into an environment where they could have fun and enjoy themselves. I don't recall me saying that. I don't even know. I don't even know. I just know that we did a lot of pictures with them. And, you know, being at an event that's bodybuilding and I was just competing, I'm not going to be clothed as much as I normally am when I'm just doing interviews. So I don't, maybe from that angle, I guess, I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I don't know. I guess I'm surprised to even hear that this is a thing. And I guess I haven't been listening closely enough, because I would never have pulled that from your comments. I mean, this is just something that you're very passionate about. So on social media, we always post about the things that we're passionate about or that we love, this, that, or the next thing. So, yeah, I'm not surprised at all that you're always posting about the kids, because this is something that's near and dear to your heart. So if you were trying to get self-gratification out of it, I missed it. So I guess all I can say is, I guess no deed ever goes unpunished. No good deed ever goes unpunished. So who knows?
Very true.
Who knows?
You know, for the kids, I know they had a ball. They got to meet every champion, take pictures with the belts, and they just had a great time. I don't know how much time I really worried about actually competition, and I think I said that over last Tuesday's show, where it was just basically making sure the children were being addressed to the fullest, because, you know, every opportunity from the promoter basically is supplying the tickets at no cost. Cindy basically setting up for, you know, the pre and post show food and activities, and then basically getting to play with them and practice poses with them again. It was all about the kids. Everything was about the kids. And one of the things that, as I was talking to one of the people that were helping chaperone the children around, is that I got to see them open up. You know, because I interacted with them so much, there are certain ones that have been abused so bad that they're not very outspoken or outgoing, but just being around that energy and that atmosphere, they were yelling and screaming and just having the time of their lives. And it really touched my heart, where I could see everything that was happening that normally you don't see. And it was just so, it was such a loving moment. I can't express it. And there were so many people that were engaging with the children. And we had, you know, instead of having two or three people that can engage with 40 kids, you have about 12 people that were willing to give of themselves just off of being asked. And they were engaging with the children and not hustling them, not wanting anything from them, and not trying to take anything innocent from them. And they were just so unused to that, that they just turned into children. And when you have children that are asked to become adults because of their innocence being taken, it was so nice to see them getting the chance to be children. And that really just touched my heart too. I couldn't contain. I must have gone to the bathroom to basically just cry it out maybe 5 or 6 times. And he thought I had a drinking too much water, and I thought that was so funny because I was like, yeah, let's go with that.
Aww.
Yeah.
Big muscle guy in the bathroom crying.
Like a little girl.
I think that's awesome. That's all right. Why is it going to be like a little girl? You were crying like a big muscle guy. That's how it works.
Yeah, I was crying like a little girl because I've seen little girls cry, and they don't hold back.
They don't hold back. So I think that's awesome. So I'm glad that, I mean, and that's really what you have been working towards. So I'm glad that the Windy City was the culmination for this point in time that you were hoping that it would be, and that the kids really enjoyed themselves and had a great experience. So that is awesome.
It was. It really was. And, you know, for them to leave with the lasting impression, I kept the posters that they didn't want to keep. Some of the kids wanted to keep them because they hold me a lot closer than I knew. That was something that I did not expect. And then for them to be so engaging in the audience, it was, you know, I'm not used to anybody cheering for me other than the people that know me already. And to hear that much noise coming with my name involved was, it was new. It's very new. And it's just one of those things that you treasure for the rest of your life. I will never look at August 31st the same again. It'll always be a date that's special for this very, you know, reason. And I just love everything about that day. And I don't even remember the time on stage other than making sure that I acknowledged the kids. And I thank God that somebody actually caught that moment, because I wasn't wearing my glasses, but I could sure hear their voices. So I could, I knew the direction to point, and for them to just see that happen changed a lot of them. And that's why they wanted to keep those posters. So that was, you know, there was a lot of unexpected things. And with children, you never know what to expect, and you don't know what they'll take into their hearts. But that was just one of those surreal moments where it becomes more than life. And I thank God that for everyone that was involved in it. And, you know, they want to see Dez on stage now, and they want to see Anna Marie on stage as well. So hopefully we can do something next year with them in mind and go from there.
Well, there you have it. All right, guys. So there is that aspect of the show. And I guess, are we ready just to jump into the results, Kaylin, or any other areas we want to touch on before we get started?
Let's get into that, and then we can touch the other stuff.
All right. So, guys, let's start with Pro Bikini. First up, first place in your Bikini Pro, this winning her first pro show, I believe, is Laura Bird.
Yes.
And we've been watching Laura for a while. I feel like the first time I saw Laura was at the Rumble on the River? Or maybe I'm getting that
Rumble on the River. In Iowa.
I feel like the first time I saw her was Rumble on the River, and she had won her pro card at that show, and I remember just I don't know if I should share this, but this is real talk, so we'll have real talk, but just remembering, you know, some other judges not, you know, giving me a little bit of flack, not agreeing with my voting order. And now just to watch her come and just continue to just rise in the bikini realm, it is just amazing. Because then we saw her at the P4P Undefeated, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yes.
We did? Yes. I'm sorry, guys. I'm getting
Florida Undefeated. Yeah. Yes.
Yep. And she did fantastic there. I think she was in the top, at least the top three.
She got second.
I believe. She got second, yep,
got
pro bikini there. And then here she won. So fantastic.
Yes.
So sorry about my unorganized rambling, but I mean, just every show I see her, she's looking
That's
better
what
and better.
For.
So she took home, there you go, team awesome, $500. Jamie Estrick was your second place pro bikini winner. She took home $350 in prize money, and then Carla Pipes, third place, earning $250 in prize money. Pro figure, we have Katie Bryant in first place, taking home $1,000. You could probably sing that better, Kayla, but $1,000. we have Laura Hartley. Second place, pro figure, $750 in cash prize money. Third place went to Roxanne Shoup. She took home $500. Fourth place to Nicole Goodnow. And third to Miriam Ilbara. So there you go. And I know we have some questions on why, what is the difference between the amounts that these folks are winning? Because we have, you know, first place in pro bikini, she took home $500. First place in pro figure, Katie Bryant, she took home $1,000. The difference is the number of competitors in the class. That's how the cash prizes were determined for this particular show. Some shows have a guaranteed payout, you know, regardless if there's one person in the category, if there's 12 people in the category, first place is going to win the same amount. Other shows, the prize money commiserates with the number of competitors that are in the category. So there you have that. Pro women's physique, Emily Stacey, first place, $500. Lynn Kruger, second place, $350. Pro men's physique, we have John Noel, $1,000. Second place, Sean Ellis, $750. Caleb Mitchell, third place, $500. Fourth place, oh my goodness. Heaven help me. Shindu Onyaka? How would that go, Kaylin? Is that
good? Yes, ma'am.
and fifth place goes to Derwin Moore. And by all means, if you want to jump in with any, you know, on-site memories while I'm rolling through these names, feel free, Kaylin.
Well, we could go back to
and
Bikini
let us
Pro
know.
And get that out of the way.
All right, let's go back to Bikini Pro. What you got?
Well, we shared a live video with the winner, and everybody that was at the venue was a little frustrated because they thought we got it wrong, because there had been an error done not by the judges, but by the computer system they were using. Dez and I are familiar with this kind of glitch. It wasn't exactly the same, but. I just remember my uncle working at Ford Motor Company, and he was telling me every time they came out with a new thing with technology, that would be the first thing going wrong was that technology. And so it would always be better to wait a couple of years to buy that car with the new updated technology, because then they'd get all the glitches taken out. It seems that natural bodybuilding is going through that kind of growing pain, and it's not the first time it's happened. I know it's the first time it's happened to a lot of people and their knowledge of it, but this is not something that's new to Dez or I. And it sucks when it happens, but, you know, it was corrected, you know, that day, and the winner was given her time on stage and awarded the first place. So, you know, it had been rectified, but it's quite embarrassing and quite painful. It sucks when that happens. It really does. And I can't imagine that kind of heartache when you think that you've won only to find out that there's been a scoring issue. So,
let me get this straight. So they called first place for one competitor when it really wasn't her, and then they had to basically do a recall and award it to to the true winner.
And you know it's something wrong when the scores are called. I mean, when the placings are called up, and every judge is scratching their head. And I had voiced my opinion because I didn't agree with it at all, and because I was very close to the judges' table, I was hurt. I wasn't trying to be rude. It was just one of those really shocking moments. And thankfully, Becky Arnold leaned back and said, well, I don't agree with it either. So that let me know there was something seriously wrong, because she knows the scoring better than most, because she's head judged for quite some time, and she's very familiar with what first place looks like, especially in her own organization. So I was thankful that, you know, she was able to get it corrected, because she was not going to let that go without having it addressed and taken care of. So, you know, thank God that it happened, but so sad that, you know, that had happened, where, you know, people were really confused. And Brian, I know he took it really personally, because he's like, I'm the promoter, and, you know, I'm doing my best to run a good show, and then this stuff like this happens, which make us look like we don't know anything or know how to run a good show. And, you know, somebody's going to be upset. Somebody's going to, you know, speak poorly of it. And someone's going to try to use that as a way to say, well, you know, maybe something happened with my score as well, and that's why I didn't place. But I can tell you, after that, she went back to the, you know, doing it on paper, and that's the way the rest of the show had been done, because she was not going to have that happen again. I mean, nobody was.
Well, and
you know Becky, and I know Becky, so, you know, that's just not her cup of tea.
Yeah, so Becky Arnold, folks, you've heard it. We've had her on the show before, and why can't I spit it out? My goodness. And you've heard us reference her name a lot, quite a bit, with her husband, John Arnold. They're the promoters of the Southern States Natural Classic and several other shows, and Kaylin is absolutely correct. She has been head judge for a long time, or head judging for quite a bit, and I'm glad that she quickly made that move to go back and, you know, use the paper tallies along with or in lieu of the electrical system. And I hope that, at least in the short term, that every promoter, I mean, I'm all for new technology, but if they're going to try it out, at least until it's really proven itself, to have the paper tallies along with the electronic tallies just as a backup. I mean, in the athlete's best interest, just to make sure that incidents like this don't happen again.
Yes. Oh, okay. This is from Franco, and he's saying, well, if you guys have known about it, why hasn't this been corrected? It is being corrected. I think we just said that. It's happened before, but this is a different organization. And a whole different set of judges.
It's a different technology. Is it the same technology provider or a different one?
This is a different technology provider. The one that we had the first time was out of Florida.
Yeah. So, you can't say it's not being addressed, but, you know, more than one person is offering this capability, or more than one organization is offering this capability, and they're, I guess, running into, I don't even know if it's the same type of glitch that happened, but it's a glitch nonetheless, and you just can't have it. So, as long as this company goes back and addresses it and fixes it, then, you can't ask for anything more than that.
Amen.
So, amen to that.
it was a big headache at the beginning, but it wasn't something that was going to derail the show. I'll just say it like that. Thankfully, you have enough experienced judges and people that are used to having the ball dropped in many different facets of a show. And thank God you have promoters that know these kind of bumps and you know how to handle it without, you know, heading for the hills and getting the pitchforks and torches. So, you know, that's a blessing in itself. And like I said, it was addressed. And, you know, sad that the first group out there had to take the hit. But it was addressed and corrected, so that would no longer be an issue going forward during that show.
All right. Very good. Happy to hear that it was handled well. Still sad that I just hate it to take away someone's first place,
yeah.
But I'm glad that it was addressed immediately. I'm glad that it was addressed immediately. One thing
Amen.
I do want to add that I hadn't, for sure, that I hadn't been notating is that several of these pros have also qualified for the 2019 IPE World Championships. So
yep.
Let me just share that here real quick because I would be remiss if I did not do that. So in Pro Bikini, Laura Bird and Jamie Eschrick, they've qualified for the IPE Worlds. Pro Figure, Katie Bryant, Laura Hartley, Roxanne Shoup, and Nicole Fockler, they've qualified. Pro Women's Physique, Emily Stacy could be there if she chooses. Pro Men's Physique, John Noel, Sean Ellis, Caleb Mitchell, and Shindu, they've all qualified. Pro Classic Physique, which we have not covered yet, first place goes to Ricky Lopez, $1,000.
Wow.
Second place,
wow.
I know, Logan Foote, $750. Third place goes to Bart Simangira, $500.
Wow.
Fourth place goes to Corbin Pearson. So your top four finishers, they've all qualified. And then fifth place goes to Farron Willis. It sounds like you've got some comments that you want to share,
yes.
Maybe on some of these competitors.
Yes. At Lopez, my goodness, he was the buzzsaw. He had the lights out physique and the lights out pose. No one. I mean, my goodness, it was so amazing to see. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but we've seen him on stage more than enough times in bodybuilding. Now, this is his. This is the first time I've seen him in the classic physique role as a pro. I've seen him as most of the time I've seen him back and forth in the bodybuilding amateur side. So I've seen him in pictures, and you know when he had started doing classic physique, but most of the time I've seen him in person. Was always in the bodybuilding arena. So when I saw him now and just the improvements he's made, oh my goodness, it was just phenomenal. And I as a fan of the sport, I mean, if you watch any interview, and we did do that one live as well, this guy was flawless. He stayed in pose as long as they wanted. He was a complete pro on stage, and I loved every minute. Every second of it, because when he did his side pose and his legs had just jumped off the stage, this is what being a pro is about, and it was just great to watch him out there in his element and just having the time of his life. And, I mean, he just never let up. We have pictures on the Midwest Muscle page, and you just have to see it to believe it, because he never stopped having fun until he left that venue. It's just that's what I'm talking about. And he was also one of the people that stopped and spoke with the children and let them know, you know, just how good life can be if we stay away from drugs, if we stay away from alcohol, gangs, and all those other things. So, you know, just a consummate pro. And I loved everything about what he did.
You know, I do remember him, and I think the last time we saw him, he was competing in pro bodybuilding at IPE Worlds, if I'm remembering that correctly.
Yep.
We know my memory is a little sketchy, but yeah, and he looked fantastic then, and I think...
Yes, he did.
I think I know he cracked top five. He may have even been fifth. I believe that's where he was at, and I thought he looked phenomenal then. So, I mean, that's exciting that he's come back and earned a pro card in yet another category and is doing so well in it. So that's awesome. So congrats, Richie. Congrats to everybody. I mean, hey, this is a fantastic pro showing. If you guys didn't know, I love seeing the numbers that were there. The pros showed up for this show, I just think that is phenomenal. Pro bodybuilding. First place, Mike Porter, $1,000.
Yes.
Second place,
sound familiar.
Abedin Alarian, $750.
Yep.
Third place, Anthony Collier, $500. Fourth place, Martin Walker, II. So all four of those gentlemen have qualified for the 2019 IPE World Championship. And fifth place went to Robert Powell. So give us a breakdown on this pro lineup, Kalen.
Well, congrats to Mike Porter for winning six in a row pro shows. That's not easy, especially
Man.
With the caliber of athletes that he's been stepping on stage competing against. This guy's got a lights-out physique this year. I'm telling you, you have to see it in person to understand just how far ahead of the game he is when he's on stage, because Abedin Alarian looked phenomenal. His legs were 3D on stage, and his lat spread was amazing. And I'm telling you, as good as he looked, Mike Porter just blew him away because he was so shredded in all of those areas with the lat spread, with the legs. So, Hobby, you know, wow. I mean, he's been doing his legs, and they definitely showed on stage. And any other show, he probably walked away with that $1,000 cash prize. But with Mike Porter being on stage, the way he's looking, he's super shredded, and he's got the fullest muscle bellies with all that shred because he's not losing size. He's not diminishing as these shows go on. He weighs less, but it's not showing up on stage. He's looking even bigger each and every time. So, you know, first and second was a tough run, and then the 3, 4, and 5, They looked amazing as well. I mean, like I said, I was telling Brian McCabe, they should have awarded the top seven because those guys were grinding out there. It was like you said, when the pros show up, you are blessed with an amazing show because you get to see these absolute phenomenal physiques, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and it's just something to watch when that happens. I hadn't seen Powell on stage in about 2 years, so it was really fun to see him walking into the venue as I was arriving. And you know, he won at the ABA back when Larry Montgomery was starting to go on his winning streak. So it's really something to see how far these guys have come. The time off did not hurt them. It actually made them better. So it was really nice to see that many top athletes on stage instead of basically, you know, people showing up just to retain their pro card. This was a knockdown, drag-out competition, and it was just so nice to see the camaraderie as it happened. And it's just amazing when you see that many top-notch athletes. But Hobby and Mike Porter stood out leaps and bounds simply because they were so massive. I mean, their muscle bellies were so full on stage. They had done their diets right. And I had a chance to talk to Hobby after the show, and he said he showed me a picture of what his abs looked like 2 days prior, and he would have given Mike a better run for his money if his abs had stayed on point like they did in that picture because they were cut to death. But when he was on stage, he just wasn't as crisp. And, that's what basically gave the nod to Mike Porter because Hobby was much bigger in certain areas, and that lat spread of his was just phenomenal, and his legs were just lights out. But when it came to the midsection and lower back, it was just softer. I mean, that's the best way to say it. And when you're nitpicking for what basically keeps you from winning, that would have been what and I told his woman that, you know, I think Mike Porter is going to give him a run for his money, and I think he's got him. But it's just a shame that he looks this is the best I've seen him look, and he's still not going to win because there's at the time, you remember Sam Okanula?
Yep.
Yeah. There was a time when all three of us were in the same building. Ryan, Javi, and Sam were all joking how they were such phenomenal amateur athletes, but it had been years going on, and they still haven't won a pro show on stage as pros. And I thought that was so funny because they're so lights out in how they look. Well, Sam got his, of course, but now we're still waiting for Ryan and Javi to get there. So it's really funny that they could be such gifted athletes and still not win on a pro stage. But I'm digressing, so let's get back to the Windy City Diamonds.
That's quite all right. And, you know, Mike, he has been cutting it up. I mean, six consecutive pro wins, and that's, you know,
no
the
doubt.
Dollars are starting to add up. The dollars are starting to add up because I know last month I think he took home another $1,000 at an IMBA PNBA show. So
right.
if he stays on track, it will be a good year as a pro. I mean, not only as winning, but, you know, financially as well, as good as it can be. So congrats to all of those folks. And guys, this
okay,
was,
hold
I
on,
mean,
hold on,
pro,
hold on, Dad.
Oh, go ahead.
This one's from Deborah, and she's saying, you know, six in a row, but could he win at a show like the Yorton? I look, I'm telling you, IPE Worlds, Yorton, Natural Olympia, he could win at all of them. He could give the reigning Natural Old Champ a run for his money because he looks that good. I'm telling you, you have to see him in person to understand just how on point he is with his diet, with his workouts, with everything. He is shredded to death, and he's big as a house on stage, and it's not an illusion. I mean, he's just massive, and he's working that stage well. And also, I'm glad I have this chance to bring it up. There was trouble with the sound system, and his music never played. And he talked us through every pose that he was doing, like a walkthrough. And it was really something to see. And if they had a best pose award, I was telling Brian he should have given it to him or just given him something, because to do those poses for as long as he did and still have breath is phenomenal. I mean, the guy is a consummate pro. It was amazing to see, and for his voice to carry through the back of the audience, that's not easy either. So it was just – it's something you have to see live, and it's a one-time deal. I doubt, you know, the sound system will fall out again where he'll be able to do it, but it was really nice to see.
Poor Brian. He's probably having a heart attack at various points of the show when things just were not going right. Oh, my gosh.
No.
But here, I mean, in this
no.
– where I was trying to go is this – this is it was just a really big show. I don't know how many athletes there were total, but, you know, the teen categories, 150, that is a very nice size show. I mean, the teen categories, they were nice between, you know, upwards of three and four in a category, which you don't see that a lot. You know, the novice group had upwards of 8 to 10 in each of those, and you don't even see that a lot. So that is fantastic. Bikinis Masters 40+. Congrats to Cassie Lee Coca. She took first place. Sean King second. Third place goes to Jean Lavorsi Moore, and fourth to Jamie Kemp. So Cassie, your Masters bikini winner, also qualified for the IPE Pro Masters. So congratulations to Cassie. And Men's Physique Masters 40+, say congrats to Michael Murray, first place. Second place to Ed Eicher. Figure Masters 40+, Catherine Etzel, first place. Tiffany Scar, second. Third place goes to Nellie Gale. So Catherine also won or qualified for IPE Pro Masters. And then Bodybuilders Pro 40 Plus, I can't get it out. First place, Freddie Elias. We talked to Fred. Second place, Kaylin Patterson. Woo, woo, woo.
You.
Third place, Renee Antrope Gonzalez. Third place. And so Freddie qualified for IPE Pro Masters as well. So there you have that. So, KP, 4 shows in 5 weeks.
Yes.
How did you hold up, friend?
Okay. Here's the thing about the Windy City Nationals. I looked so good that morning. I was so happy because everything was where it needed to be. And I would have definitely done better had we done the show that morning. It was a running format. So my body from, like, in at that venue, there's a stairway to get to the, well, basically the pump-up room. You got to walk upstairs. Well, I also was walking the competitors up to do the interviews because there was just no place to catch any good quiet room. Everybody seemed to want, I mean, there was a lot of energy that came in, and you love that as a fan of the sport and everything else, but there's no place to get any interviews where it's quiet. And Dez hates silence, and I don't like a lot of noise at the when we're doing interviews because the microphone would not go correctly. So basically we had to do a live video. So all those stairs and all that walking, I had brought a diet simply for competing. I didn't plan to do all that running. So I was weak as a kitten by the time I got on stage. I was energized by the children, of course. But I think with all the crying and everything else, it had finally taken its toll on my body. And I was starting to flatten out, and I could see it. And I didn't even care because it was like, it was so much going on with the kids. All that mattered is that they were happy. I this is the closest I've felt to where it's just beyond contemplating or contemplation of the fullness of life and truly living as that day was. And I think that's what got me through the day. And I remember when Anna Marie and I were at the restaurant that I was finally able to start relaxing, and the tension in my body had just kind of started to go away because I was just so wired for everything to go right. I don't know if I don't know if anybody has been planning an event and then you pray like a promoter, like Brian was so nervous everything was going wrong in a handbasket. And that's what I was worried would happen for the kids, you know, like the bus might break down or they might get lost getting to the venue or one of the kids might get sick. I mean, there's so many facets to what's going on in that day. And I was just fueled by that. And, you know, Carly and AJ making it there and dealing with the kids. And then we had the three other adults that rode with Cindy to keep the children right on the thing. And, you know, how are they going to interact with the kids and how are the kids going to interact with them? There was just so much going on, and Brian making sure the kids could get to and fro. So the three shows prior to that were good. I mean, because I was all I had to do was, you know, be me and compete. And, you know, we had the morning part, and that's what my body's used to. I'm more of a morning person when I compete. So prejudging is basically, you know, done, and by the time you get on stage then, you're filling out, but it's not really a big deal. For this show, it kind of worked to my disadvantage because with all the running and the flattening out, even when I did eat, I think I had the problem that Ed Castillo had at one of the shows where no matter what Andrea had fed him, he just couldn't get vascularity. He couldn't get the pump up that he was looking for. And I think the only thing I had finally come out were my legs. And there's a picture. I don't know what happened to it. I might have deleted it by accident. But there's a picture of me looking at my leg like I just met it. and it was really how I was feeling. Because my legs just popped out of nowhere, and they were like, there was quads for days on stage, and I was like, well, where the heck were you guys this morning and this afternoon? Because I hadn't seen them at all, and no matter what I was doing to pump them up, it just did not happen. I get on stage, did a couple of poses, quarter turns, and all of a sudden, boom, there they were. So it was kind of one of those moments where it's like everything's going right and nothing's going right at the same time. So it was a lot of fun. It was exhausting. And I was just glad that we had so many people that we could be around that knew each other. And I think Habedin had shared something. I don't know what it was, it tasted like tree bark, but he was like, it was going to do something to make me not so tired on stage. And I was like, well, shoot, let me try it. Because he's like, as long as it ain't licorice or something sweet, I'm good. And it obviously did its job, because my legs were the first thing to fill out. And then it started working its way up my body. But by then, the scoring had been done. So it was like too little, too late. But other than that, I had a ball. I'm still ready to get on stage again in September. Well, this month, I'm looking at the 14th and possibly the 21st. I'm looking at Josh Miller's show, but I'm just making sure I can get that time away cleared with Mike Newman.
All right. Well, that will be exciting. So there you go. So how many weeks out are you potentially from Kentucky?
2 weeks. And 1 week.
2 weeks. Well, not much of a rest, but it's still a little rest.
Not at all.
There you have it. All right. We got about 15 minutes. So let's address the rest of our winners that we had at the show. We went through the pro class and the masters.
Whoa.
Oh, my goodness. Whoa.
This is not about me. This is about Catherine and Freddie, because they really enjoyed the most of their time on stage. Catherine is somebody that I was helping with posing. I don't know if Kelly, if you remember Kelly Bonomo, she was on our show on P4P Real Talk. She's one of our local celebrities, and she's been doing a lot for the community. So she had told me about a competitor she had that needed help with posing, and you know I could do that booty pop. So she won the figure masters class, Catherine. And we practiced posing like nobody's business, because I wanted to make sure she enjoyed the most of it. This is a competitor that actually heard everything that was said. And she said, hey, if I'm doing a different, she got up in two different categories. She wanted to pose for both. So she said, I want to get out there and do my posing again. Is that okay? And Freddie said the same thing. And I said, now that's a competitor, because they're going to get the most out of that day, and they enjoyed every part of it. So, you know, hats off to them for getting out there and doing two routines, two different unique routines, and they practiced both to make sure that they got them exact. So I want to give them that time and this shine and excellent job for basically pushing your bodies that extra mile. And there you have it.
All right. Are we good?
Yes, we're good.
Good. All right. So now we're going to get to the amateur open categories. Women's physique open. Your first place winner was Kayla Pooler. She was also the novice winner in women's physique. And then second place went to Bianca Wolf. So congrats, ladies.
Yep.
Ladies, the bodybuilding open. First place went to Gregory McBride. Second place went to Theodore Hughes. Third to DeAndre Johnson. Fourth to Freddie Elias. And fifth to Blaine Jacobson. So Gregory earned his pro card for taking first in that category. So what do you know about Gregory?
He would have given the pros a run for their money. He looked that good. And you heard what we said about the pros. And I'm getting a lot of shocked faces. Yes, Gregory looked that good. I had a chance to get him to do some of the poses in the live video. It doesn't do them justice. The lighting they had on stage. Okay, I do want to give a shout out to the lighting crew. Whoever lit up that stage, they caught everything perfectly. And, you know, to see Lopez out there, to see Mike out there, and to see Gregory out there, they looked phenomenal. I mean, just lights out. Nobody's touching these guys in the classes they were in. And it's just so amazing to see him. But Gregory held his own and then some. And it looked like a good run until they went to the back and by and that spike calf. And then it was no comparison. Everyone was basically second and third, no matter what they did. And I mean, the posing was on point for each class in figure masters, bikini. The posing was just phenomenal. And I like that because that showed just how good the competition was. But Gregory, even with what those guys were bringing at their absolute best, he was just heads and shoulders above them. And it's nothing against those guys. They brought their best and they looked good. And I know Blaine looked incredible from what he did at the OCB to what he did at the Windy City. So, you know, he changed his diet, dropped a lot of weight, and he didn't have the sagging skin to go with it. So that, you know, hats off for that. So Blaine is really pushing himself, and I know he's going to do even better because he's got some wheels that are really going to shame a lot of the top athletes. But the Gregory just made everybody look bad, not by insulting, just how good he looked. And I know he came out of the biking, and he tried to do classic for these, but he was way too massive. And I let him know that during the interview. I said, the only reason I think he would have lost is because of his size. He's just too big for classic physique, and it shows. He's just a mass monster. That's
awesome. So congrats, guys. Figure open. First place in your newest figure, IPE Pro, Laura Baum. Second place, Kayla Pooler.
Oh.
Third to Rashawn Russell. Fourth to Bianca Wolf. And fifth to Catherine Edsel. Please share. What are you laughing about?
We got a lot of flack for Laura. Was it Laura Baum?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. We did a live interview at that show, and people were really kind of ticked off with her personality and how she spoke. Guys, this woman pushed herself. She's one of those where she was kind of iffy when she first started competing as compared to where she is now, and there was a definite mental change. Because she had a lot of potential back in the day. But now when she said, all right, I'm all in. When she went all in, her mindset changed. And there was a certain amount of cockiness. And she reminded me of a female Larry Montgomery, where she's backing up the work and the words. And I asked her flat out, you know, how did you think you looked? And she said, I look like first lady. And how did you feel you were going to do? She said, I was going to win. And, I mean, she was being spot on honest about it, and there was no blink and no smirk and no chuckle. This woman was ready to compete, and she was another one that took all the time on stage that she could because she was ready to be there. So, there's all kinds of personalities when we compete, and she was one of those, well, most people would consider it cocky, but I always consider it confident. If you know you've done everything, crossed every dot, I mean every T and crossed and dotted every I, what else would you expect but first place? And you know, I know there's some people that basically have their Snickers bar and think they can still win, but then there's people that do everything absolutely right and they do win. And, you know, just winning that overall, it was really something to see. And a lot of people got a little ticked about how she did the interview, but Des, you've seen it, I've seen it, we've been around it. They're not disrespectful to the other athletes on stage. They're very helpful backstage, you know, with applying tans and stuff like that. But if you know you're ready and you know you're the best in the building, I don't see any problem with people saying, I felt I was going to win, because everybody goes there to win. I'll just leave it at that.
Well, I mean, you asked an honest question and she gave an honest answer. How do you feel? I feel like first place. Well, then
yes.
Go get it, girl. And evidently
no,
she got it.
She
oh,
got
this
it.
Is after. Well, still. But, she, I mean, that's her, that was her mindset going in. So
yes.
If you had interviewed her before the show, she still would have told you she felt like first place.
She would have said the same thing.
She would have said the same thing. All right. Classic Physique. I bet she did. Classic Physique Open. Johnny Sims, first place, and Pro Card winner. Second place, Achilles McDuffie. Third place, Freddie Elias. Fourth, Antonio Norman. And fifth, Tyler Carter. Austin McKay's son competed in this class as well. And it looks like he came in about seventh. So I know Brian is always excited when his son gets up on the stage. And as Freddie had shared with us, his goal is to compete against his dad one day. And won't that be a competition? I would love to see that. Bikini Open. First place, Mandy Day, and a new pro card holder. Second place, Angela Kaufman. Third, Marzina Sasha. We're going to roll with that.
Yes.
Fourth, Brooks Vermeer. And fifth, Cassie Coca. I always got jokes, Kaylin Patterson.
Yes.
Those are your Bikini Open top five. Men's Physique Open. First place goes to Michael Murray, so congrats on that pro card, Michael. Second place goes to Rich Liu. Third to Alan Ching. Fourth to Corey Tibbs. And fifth to Cage Kerms. Kermsy? Kerms. We're going to go with Kerms.
Good luck with that.
And we're going to go with that. And you guys, you always know I have a standing apology you know, anytime that I need to read names if I haven't had the benefit of hearing the pronunciation of it firsthand. So there you go there. And then the 2019 team champion was Team Berkland. And there you have it. And we've got like 4 minutes left. So, I mean, I think we did pretty good in getting it all in with everything covered.
Hold on.
I haven't crossed
this
out yet. What you got?
Okay. I got to give a special shout out to Ivory Potter and her crew, because they were pumping out tanned athletes. One of the things that you didn't have to worry about, and even the people that weren't signed up and came last minute, they were still able to get. So, you know, hats off to them, because they made every athlete look phenomenal. And the one thing you didn't have to worry about was the people that had a bad tan, except for the ones that thought, you know, the sun was going to be enough. We did have them out there, sadly. And there was one kid that really had a good chance, but he just wanted to do his own thing, and he tanned himself. And he felt one coat was enough, and, well, there you go.
And it wasn't, clearly. What
oh,
it's
no.
sounding like.
Oh, no.
So.
Seventh place.
Oh, man. Hate it when that happens. But what are you going to do? He's got a chance
top
the next
five.
Time he competes to rectify that.
I would have had him third, and he ended up in seventh. He just washed that out on stage.
All right. Well, guys. I mean, we don't keep repeating it for no reason. So just remember that tan. Get a good tan. And if you guys saw Kaylin's tank top, I've got one too. I just haven't had a chance to post a photo. But we finally got our shirts that said, I got naked with Ivy Potter. We've only been lobbying for those for the past like 3 or 4 years. And she did it. She came through.
Okay, you got to explain
that
to my mom.
And I definitely will be reporting
mine.
Dad. I got
explain this to my mom
what?
Before you go any further. Please, my mom is listening.
Oh, Mom, come on now. You know that we have to we're naked when we get spray tan. And Ivy is one
goodness.
Of the best. And so that's what that means.
Oh, Mom. I'll explain to you after the show.
She wasn't naked, but, you know, when you get spray tanned, you're pretty much, she's spray tanning the whole body. And only one of us at a time. We weren't getting spray tanned as a group. So we'll just explain
the whole thing
out there, okay?
Thank you, Dad.
It's totally on the up and up.
Oh, my goodness.
But I will be wearing my tank top. Hey, and Kaylin, you were already sporting
a picture
of you in your tank top.
Mom, and other clothing. Mom, she's going to be wearing other clothing, not just the tank top.
Not just my tank top.
You're getting in
trouble. Come on, Mom. You know better now. I'm not posting anything on social media that would be inappropriate. So, with that being said, on behalf of people who have gotten naked with Ivy Potter everywhere.
Oh, here we go.
Kaylin, myself, the boys from P4P Muscle, and Snickerdoodle Sprinkles.
Yay.
Your body is a temple, so let's build it.
And I'm